one we both know. Tough ballads on the radio, anticipation and afterglow remind me of you. Like driving in my car alone, or answering the telephone, or someone wearing your cologne unwinds me, it's true.
I rave and rant, refusing to regret you. But then I can't always remember to forget you. So when I pause to ask myself if I still love you, sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do.
Distant island getaways, humor, hugs, and holidays remind me of you. It seems the facts of life contain echoes of a cruel refrain that renews the passion and the pain that bind me to you.
Sometimes I
shadow. Gotta be some light. Days and years are going too fast.
George Daigle, celebrating African American firsts. On June 7, 1892, Homer Adolph Plessy defied a Louisiana law that segregated railroad trains on the basis of race. He was arrested and became the defendant in the May 18, 1896 United States Supreme Court decision of Plessy versus Ferguson. Though he lost the case in 1896, the court later upheld Plessy's 14th Amendment arguments in 1954 in the Brown versus Board of Education. I'm George Daigle, celebrating African American firsts. The blackness.
What's the number one hair problem men, women, and children face today? Hair breakage and hair loss. There are many men, women, and children silently suffering from the problems of hair loss caused by improper perming, improper hair maintenance, and improper use of hair color. The list goes on. And over the years, we've resorted to weaves, wigs, braids, implants, and toupees. It's now time for you to learn about Mr. Leonardo's Hair Growth System Formula. Mr. Leonardo's complete line of hair care products has been designed for men, women, and children to stop hair breakage and promote hair growth. For the ultimate solution for healthy hair restoration, experience the new standard in hair care, hair maintenance, and total control for dandruff and itchy scalp. It's Mr. Leonardo's Hair Growth System Formula. Contact Mr. Leonardo at 404-755-8977, 404-755-8977, or online at MrLeonardo.com.
Hi, I'm Mia Pace, and you're listening to Jazz Beats Radio, the beats of the world.
Give me love. Beats Radio is giving you a chance to win a limited edition Jazz Beats Radio t-shirt.
Jazz Beats Radio t-shirt.
All you have to do is listen and win.
It's that simple.
Be prepared to go to the Jazz Beats Radio Facebook page when asked. Then be prepared to write, "I want my Jazz Beats Radio t-shirt."
It's that easy.
Jazz Beats Radio is dressing the world.
Dressing the world one listener at a time.
Everything's gonna be alright the moment I make you my wife. take care of you is what I'm gonna do. Oh, I'm gonna put my last name on you. Everything's gonna be alright the moment I met you.
Thank you. the kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. Starved, I'll be there to feed it.
Jazz Beats Radio. JazzBeatsRadio.com. You're in tune to Soulscapes with Von Coulter. And right now, we are here with Conversation Soul here on Soulscapes. And I want to definitely give an opportunity for you to tune in and check out our call-in, our guest for this afternoon. One Miss Kia Michaels is on our Jazz Beats Radio hotline. And if you can hear me, Kia, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. I can hear you perfectly.
Excellent. 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 We are working at a snail, at a, I want to say a snail's pace, but no, we're not working that slow. But we are working kind of frantically. We're having a few technical issues trying to get this thing rectified, but bear with us. Kia, let me say welcome to the show. Happy Saturday to you. And I understand that you're scrambling around the city of you're in Pittsburgh right now, right?
Yes, I am.
And you're scrambling around trying to find a phone charger. So
yes, I am. I'm sitting outside the parking lot of Target, everybody. And thank you so much, Vaughn, for having me on the show.
Oh, it is a wonderful opportunity. It is my pleasure indeed. And I've, you know, been doing some research on you and following a lot of things that you've been talking about. And yeah, I love your page on YouTube, mind you. I think it's an important thing for you to be doing right now with the beginnings of your career starting. And if you can, let's kind of go into how did you get started in the music business, and you know, what fueled you to want to pursue this talent that you have.
Wow. How did I get started? Well, I've been singing for such a long time, all my life. I wasn't brought up in a church, but I grew up in a musical family. My dad's a guitar player and a singer, and, you know, he would do a lot of George Benson, Curtis Mayfield, and as well as some others, like Kool & the Gang. So I grew up hearing him play the guitar, and he had the ability to be able to sing as well. He's a very, very, very great singer. And so just singing in the house, singing in the shower, but it wasn't really until later on in life, I want to say. I'm going to say 2009 is when everything started for me. Because I've always been the kind of person that, you know, if I want to do something, if I feel led to do something, somehow, some way, shape, or form, I always end up doing it. You know, I don't try to put timelines on it, but I end up doing it. So in 2009, I said, wow, you know, I had been writing music for so long, had all this written material, and I was just sitting on it, you know. So in 2009, I enrolled in, as a matter of fact, I got a vocal coach in 2009, the late Elaine Kate, just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And she was more versed with jazz and show tunes, mm-hmm. and didn't know anything about R&B. And I was, you know, I was the R&B girl. You know, I was the one that was, you know, growing up in the 90s, and I guess listening to a lot of the R&B groups such as Jodeci, mm-hmm, and so many others. So I started training with her off and on for, I'm going to say, maybe 4 years, off and on. And then in the midst of all that, I enrolled in the jazz workshop, and they are a music education program. And I just went there for about a semester to learn some vocalese, and I was taking the bass guitar at the time. I got overwhelmed with the you know, with the bass guitar, so I decided to just concentrate on the vocals. And then it wasn't until maybe it wasn't a short time. It wasn't until a short time after I decided to go out there and sit in with different bands. So about started sitting in with different bands, learning different material. And I sat in with bands for probably about, could have been maybe 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided to start hiring my own musicians and start performing out on the circuit. And that's what I started doing. I have done everything from, you know, private parties to art galleries to clubs to summer festivals, you name it. I've even performed in nursing homes as well. So I performed, I'm going to say 2010, I started to perform. And at that time, Ron, I was still writing music. I was still sitting on all this music I had. And in about 2014 is when I decided to seek a producer. And where I'm from, you are limited. I'm just going to tell you something, Ron. You are so limited here. There's not many producers here.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably only a handful, you know. I was seeking some producers, and I kind of hit a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I can't find anyone that wants to work with me, you know, or, you know, not that they didn't want to work with me. Everybody wasn't returning phone calls, and it was just ridiculous.
Right.
And it wasn't until I had visited a local church in my neighborhood. I had never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until after service was over, I struck up a conversation with the pastor's daughter. First time meeting her, didn't know them from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I knew that it was God.
Right.
And their whole family was musical, down to, you know, down to the mother, all the siblings, everybody was just musical. And she played some music for me, Vaughn. And when I heard the music, I said, wait a minute. Did that? Who produced it?
Mm-hmm.
She gave me the name of two producers, and she gave me the number to one of the producers.
Okay.
You know, he was just a wonderful fellow. We didn't get a chance to meet one-on-one, but we did get a chance to connect over the phone, but we could never get together because he was so busy. So he said, you know what? I'm going to pass you down to the minister of music. I said, wow, does it get any better than that? So he passed me down to a gentleman by the name of Dwayne Fulton, who's the minister of music at Mount Aaron.
Okay.
And that's one of the biggest black churches in Pittsburgh. And Dwayne and I had got together. You know, he got on keyboard. You know, I came in with my original tune. And we recorded three songs. And that's where I started. We recorded three songs, and I released one of the three last year, July 28th last year, is when I Love You released.
Okay. I was curious when I like I said, I was doing a little research and came across the interview that you did for the radio station there in Pittsburgh. And I understand that this was like brand new. Well, I want to say the whole jazz genre was kind of new to you. It wasn't something that was like prevalent in your household. That's the impression that I got. What do you think about it now? I mean, the vocalese, as we call it, and how has that, I guess, are you fueled by that now, as far as like pursuing it on, you know, on that level to, because, you know, I'm thinking R&B and all of that. I mean, it's not, they're totally different animals, but how is that giving you a certain level of musicology now? Where are you at with that?
Well, oh, wow, that's just a wonderful question. I think jazz is the root of R&B.
Of course, yeah.
You know, I think it's the root of everything. You know, it's so funny because, you know, like you mentioned, you know, jazz was not played in my home. It was top 40.
Right.
And I didn't even know what top 40 was until a couple of years ago. you know. Okay. But I was like, what the heck is top 40?
Right.
And, you know, talking to my dad, he was like, yeah, you know, that's all, you know, he's like, that's all I used to play with top 40. Because my dad was a top 40 musician.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really dibble in dad in jazz. We didn't know much about jazz. However, I found myself attracted to music that sounds like jazz, like the show called Moonlighting.
Al Jarreau.
The Al Jarreau piece.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand, you know, what it was. But I said, I love that sound. It's so smooth, and I love the instrumentation, and I love the tone in his voice.
Right.
And he's one of my best male, he's one of my favorite male singers. I was attracted to jazz, but didn't quite understand it.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because when I was going to the jazz workshop, there it is. They only specialize in jazz.
Right.
So there I was up on stage, you know, we would have these recitals. I'd be doing my R&B. But the funny part about the R&B was that when I do an R&B piece, the people would take it as if it was smooth jazz. They said that for some reason, I sang everything in a smooth jazz kind of way. And I said, okay, all right. And the owner, the late, great Harold Young, I remember he would come to me, Vaughn, he'd say, Tia, you need to learn some jazz. I thought he was crazy. I said, look, I don't know much about jazz. And it's so funny because not only did he say that, my dad would come to me, he said, Kia, he said, if you're going to listen to anybody, listen to Sarah Vaughan, and listen to Ella Fitzgerald, listen to Nancy Wilson.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that transitioning into jazz was so easy for me because it was already there.
Mm-hmm.
It was in me somehow, some way. I was able to improvise very easily. And I think a lot of that has to do with me being a spoken word artist.
Sure, yeah.
I was able to get on a stage and do a spoken word piece and come up with it freestyle real quick. So when I would do a jazz tune, that was so easy for me, you know, to just get up there and just start more so freestyling, which is improvisation.
Right.
Now, the only thing that was kind of... alien to me was scatting. I said, okay, Kia, okay, I had to break down, okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me fool around and start scatting. Then I started, you know, fooling around and scatting, and when I perform out, you know, this is when I was just sitting in with bands, if I would do a Stevie Wonder tune, because I do a lot of Stevie Wonder music, well, I used to do a lot of music, I would scat in there, and there was a pianist sitting out in the audience. I forgot her name, but, you know, but she taught at the jazz workshop. But she come out to see me, and she was like, Kia, you know, I said, but you're throwing some scatting in there. And you know what, Vaughn? I didn't even realize that I was throwing in scatting. It just was natural.
Wow.
I didn't know what I was doing.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I said, well, wow, I could maybe listen to Sarah Vaughan Elephant's Rose. It's actually paying off. But, I think the transition was very easy for me. However, you know, I'm in a city where it doesn't allow you to do your original music.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow, you know, here, you know, we're, the minds of the people are set a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stick with just doing cover songs and so. The material, you know, that I thought that would benefit me to cover is jazz, because soul is not a big thing here, though I consider myself more classic soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with jazz too, you know, I could do both. But classic soul and some of the songs like Freddie Jackson and some of the tunes that I loved listening to when I was growing up, like the Isleys,
right?
They're not big here, so. I don't want to say I was stuck, but I kind of felt a little stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt like the only genre of music that I could do here, you know, was and is jazz. But The transitioning, if that's your question,
yeah,
transitioning is easy. I love jazz music. I love jazz music. I love the art that's in jazz, because jazz is an art. I think it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a problem at all. But again, as an artist, you always want to do your own music.
Yes.
You know?
And the thing is, jazz is America's only true art form. It literally is, you know, by far of any other art form ever created in this country, jazz is that thing. Now, at any point that you had considered even thinking about going, because I know music is still produced in Philly, in Philadelphia. Had you thought about going to, you know, because I just look at it in terms of like the major cities, because I know you're close to New York and a lot of artists go there for, you know, to seek out producers and things of this nature. But you were blessed to find someone there to actually do the work with you. And that's a rarity. That's a huge rarity. You're that combination, that special breed of artists that is both singer and songwriter. And you're apparently still sitting on a plethora of music that you've currently written already. What I want to do is play your current single, your debut single, in fact. And for my listeners out there, I just want to let you know I've heard it and I'm impressed. And it gives me chills, because the thing is, it's like you want to continue on with that tradition of the Anita Bakers and the Gene Carnes and, you know, Regina Bells. And later on, we're going to get into the young woman, or the woman who kind of like changed the dynamic of vocalist. And I have to admit it to me, and I think I mentioned that to you earlier on in one of our communications, that she is the greatest vocalist I've ever heard in my life. And that was one Miss Phyllis Hyman. But let me get into your single, okay? And then we'll come back and we're going to talk about I Love You. All on Jazz Beats Radio, you're in tune to Soulscapes. And this is Conversation Soul with Kia Michaels.
But I can't seem to find you anywhere. Maybe you don't exist, I don't know. Written on my lips is you I can't resist.
Losing time,
search my mind.
Standing alone, a shadow follows
you. Follow me,
mere mystery.
Mere mystery.
Show you me.
This is you beside me.
I love you.
Next to me, never fall. can see.
My life's not yours, my love.
Would you please forgive me my speech? You're all I'll ever be.
It's, ladies and gentlemen, I just talking with Kia Michaels here. I mean, jazz and R&B vocalist from Pittsburgh. And she's just, you know, we just got through listening to her composition, Kia, you know, I Love You by Kia Michaels, in fact. And just, you know, and I was just trying to delve into her psyche. Whenever she hears that song, what does she hear? And she had to admit, you know, it's that spirit that lives in Pittsburgh from Phyllis Hyman. But, you know, I think like I was alluding to you earlier, Kia, is that, you know, you're keeping that tradition alive. The many vocalists, you know, that have come along under that umbrella that exists. And I was watching a video recently with I'm trying to think, oh my gosh, the name escapes me at the moment, Rochelle Farrell. And I was watching the video. She was in concert earlier this month, and she was doing a little tribute thing to Phyllis, and she had a big, you know, photo of her just above the band. And she said, if it wasn't for Phyllis Hyman, she wouldn't be there. And then she brought on Regina Bell on stage, and they did a couple of songs. And I just, you know, it just, to me, it's like, wow, you know, it's just the way the spirit of everything is. So with that being said, you know, what's next for you? I mean, where are you going back into the studio to produce more music? And I'm excited to find out what's next.
Wow. Well, first of all, I appreciate kind of the comparison to Phyllis Simon, because just like you said, I just believe she was a force to be reckoned with, and it wasn't just her vocal ability, it was her whole personality. You know, I just my opinion, I think that when we look at a lot of singers, it's all like, look at me, look at me, look at me. But with her, it was raw. She'd get up there, and she was just a beast on stage.
Yeah.
It was something that I have never seen any artist do. I mean, you can do as many runs as you want, as many, you know, technical, vocal, whatever you want to do, but she didn't have to do any of that. Her voice just, you know, she could just sing a song straight, and it was dynamic. Mm-hmm. She was just that powerful, and so I just think that's just a wonderful comparison, and I think that she was just, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But as far as music is concerned, for me, I do. I'm working on several projects. The first project is a music video for the song "I Love You."
Mm-hmm.
I just believe that the audience, the listeners, need a visual of it, you know, so they can put into context, you know, what the song is really about. And I think that's important than just the sound, just it sounding good or sounding all right in the instrumentation. I think the lyrics behind it, are what's important. So I'm working on a music video now for it. And then after the music video is finalized and released, I'll be releasing my second single off of my relationship EP.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
That sounds like an interesting title for an album, EP.
So you might be a little bit surprised when you hear the second single, you know, because I know you asked me earlier, and I was talking about, you know, how I got started, but because I've had so many different musical influences, however, you know, out of my musical influences, the ones that stood out to me, you know, Marvin Gaye, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, he's absolutely phenomenal. Marvin Gaye, El Giro, you know, I listened to a lot of Freddie Jackson.
Sure.
I loved Roger Troutman.
Wow.
So I was into much different sound.
Mm-hmm.
I liked funk,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, who doesn't?
I liked the classic R&B, yes.
Yeah.
And then I listened to a lot of the guy groups when I was growing up. A lot of your, I don't want to say it, but a lot of your, you know, your sucked out kind of, you know, R&B artists that were very talented, like Jodeci,
yeah.
They brought more of a grit.
Yeah.
More of a modern urban. It was a strong urban vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear my next single and when you hear some of my material, you will definitely hear that it's going to fluctuate. You're going to hear that strong sense of, you know, inner city, because I grew up in an inner city black neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's very, it means so much to me to stay true to my roots and to express, you know, and to express that through my music. So that second single is called Not My Friend. Is, you know, you're going to hear that strong urban, it's a total different feel, but the vocals are still the same, somewhat, but it's a total different feel.
You know what?
Yes.
I'm with you on that, because, look, I'm a native of Los Angeles, California. I grew up in Compton. I know exactly which. I don't have any problem with that sound either, you know, because, hey, I mean, the Jaheims and the Tanks and all those cats that from, yeah. You know, and... You know, that you can't beat that urban sound. You can't, you know, it can't. The thing about it is that to me, R&B doesn't sound like R&B anymore. You know, everybody's sounding the same. Nobody has any authenticity or you know, or their own, you know, niche where they come from. And it's kind of like missed, or I want to say the bean counters are in control. And it's like nobody can be an individual anymore. And, you know, that grit can't be recreated. That's of where you're coming from. That's your environment. So I, you know, I'm wholeheartedly with you on that. Don't, you know, don't.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Don't run from that sound.
Don't even try to sleep me. Don't even sleep me. I'm from Compton. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that you said that, because when I listen to music, you know, when I listen to today's music, which I don't, you know, I turn it on for just a second. I turn it right off. I say, you know, I stick with the streaming through YouTube and some of the other sources, but mainly YouTube, because the music, everybody does sound alike. And R&B, this is just my opinion, you know, I know a lot of the major artists don't want to say too much about it because their name is out there and they don't want their name attached to, you know, different controversial subjects or things like that. But I'm just going to say this. R&B is not the same. I don't even hear R&B. I just think that music has the level of great music is not, does not really exist too much anymore. You really have to search. However, I want to say this, not just because I'm an independent artist, but there are some fabulous independent artists out here who are holding true to what great music is and what great music sounds like, if we would just open the doors of giving them a chance. And that's my frustration. My frustration is just because, you know, you're not this person or you're not this, you know, because you are not a mainstream or a major artist, to a lot of the listeners and a lot of the radio presenters, you're not relevant. And I just think that that's a slap in the face, because a wonderful artist is a wonderful artist. Wonderful music is wonderful music. It's just that we don't have the revenue to push it. And a lot of us, well, we don't have labels behind us.
Sure.
And nowadays, and you know, because you're in radio, that the artist's material doesn't even have to be great, but they have the label to push their music to the top of the Billboard charts. And when you see their name, you know, in the Billboard charts, you necessarily think that their music is off the chain. But if you really listen to the music, you're like, dang. Sometimes I sit back and say, how did that one make the Billboard charts?
Indeed.
But then I know what it is. It's the label behind them. And it's terrible. It's terrible, you know, and my goal is to just bring back some of that classic. I want to bring back that classic urban. I want to bring back that feel-good sound. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to kind of recreate that, you know, because I believe that music, that music was and still is a lifesaver for everyone, because when you're going through situations, painful situations, or whatever you're going through, you normally turn to music, in most cases, to pull you up out of it. Music has saved a many of lives, and that's why my goal is to recreate, to bring that sound back, you know, to put, you know, and you know, family picnics. You know, I remember, you know, going, you know, having family picnics, and we were playing that classic feel-good music. Mm-hmm. We would all get out there and dance. You see the kids dancing. But now, it's not that way anymore.
No.
Where's the music at? It's like you have to resort to streaming. You got to go back. Look, if I want to hear a classic tune, I'm sorry, I got to go on YouTube and look up, you know, Freddie Jackson, or look up the daggone Isley Brothers, or, you know, just to hear that music.
Wow.
Because it's not, you know, it doesn't, it's almost as if it doesn't exist anymore.
Right. I always
attribute. So I think it needs to come back.
Yeah. I agree. But the thing about it is, it's it's deeper. It's a lot. I always say it's a lot deeper than that, because to me, the thing that has been stripped from it is what has, like you said, saved lives or our lives. And what's been stripped of it is its essence, and that is soul. Soul has been stripped of it. You
don't
know.
Let me start talking about soul. I have to say this. I mean, even though I listen to so much music, even listen to the Doobie Brothers, that was feel good music.
That was feel good music.
But however,
yeah.
But I have to say this. You know, a lot of music originated from the black community.
Mm-hmm.
It originated from the black struggle.
From the struggle. Yeah.
From the black struggle. So that soul cannot be duplicated.
You can't be.
There's a specific soul that you're talking about that comes from our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, and you know, and it's important that you know that we know that. I mean, we're not bashing any, you know, races of people and that, but God gave that to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's something that God gave to us, and to be quite frank, it cannot be emulated.
You can't be.
That's because, you know, I just want to say this, you know, I didn't ask to be born black. I didn't ask to, you know, to go through some of the things that we go through and that we're still going through today as black Americans. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask that. So,
sure.
you know, when we listen to Miles Davis play, of course, he's playing from a whole different, he's playing from that struggle. So, when you hear Phyllis Hyman sing, you know, there's something, it's everything that we've been through.
It's our experience.
So
it's our experiences.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yes.
And it's in our, it's our lineage. So, you know, with that being said, I'm just one of those guys that have listened to all types of music, and you know, growing up in Los Angeles, you know, that's like the melting pot of the country, and it's like you get to hear all kinds of different things at all different types of during the day and at night. And I just know that, you know, after hearing it for so long and you hear what's being produced today, it is a soulless music. It is a soulless music, you know. And I just I don't want to get on my soapbox too high right now, because I really will start preaching here in a minute. But
because this is
to me it's all about Kia Michaels right now. That's how I want to leave it. So, but I just, you know, in the last few minutes of our interview, and I'm loving this because, you know, I wasn't sure if you'd be able to hang in and with us for an hour, but it's almost an hour, and I'm glad that you did. Tell us where can we find you? I mean, you know, the listeners out there, how many social media websites are you? I guess I have to ask all our artists that these days, you know. So where can people find your music and what you, I know on your YouTube page, you update it constantly with new information, and how can they tap into these areas?
Okay, well, here it is. I am on Facebook under Music by Kia. I'm also on Instagram under it's Music by Kia. I'm on Twitter under Music by Kia. I'm on YouTube under Kia Michaels, and my website is www.kia.michaels.com.
There you have it.
You can also, you can find my single on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and yeah.
Awesome.
I'm definitely here, and I'm not going anywhere.
Well, we don't want you to go anywhere.
I'm not going nowhere. I don't want to go nowhere either.
we're gonna hold you to that, because from this point on, you have a place in the Soulscapes playlist, and I'm excited about being able to add you to it with all of the other great songs that I have. And you know, being on this radio station has been a blessing for me. I've spent, you know, over 30 years of my life acting in the theater, television, and film. And the whole music thing has always been a part of my life since I was a kid growing up. And I'm blessed to have an opportunity to be returned back to my roots I'm very passionate about the music that I listen to. I'm very passionate about the artists that I play. As far as I'm concerned, my music doesn't have an expiration date. I hold true to that. And I always tell anybody, if you want to get to know me, know the kind of music that I listen to. Just listen to the kind of stuff that I play. And that extends, the kind of guy that I am. I try not to be too selective. I try to find stuff that makes me feel good. And that's what's missing in radio. We don't play feel good music anymore. And we don't, and you getting back to that, hopefully people will connect to that and they'll find out what it is. And so we have to hold true to that. But Tia Michaels, I can't say enough to thank you for joining me this afternoon. I wish you all the best. And to quote a couple of a group of guys that I know, and I hope they don't get mad at me for stealing their line, but stay empowered. Stay empowered.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for having me. Thank you for what you do. We really appreciate you, especially I'm just going to speak for independent artists. We really appreciate you giving us a platform to be able to play our music, to be able to have an interview like this. It's just all around a blessing and just greatness. So I'd like to thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure. And once again, this is Vaughn Coulter. You're in Tune to Soulscapes. And we've had a serious pleasure of having Kia Michaels joining us here on Conversation Soul. We'll be back with more music at the top of the hour. So stay with us.
In your office, in your home, or in your car, another hour of the best and smooth jazz starts now on the all-new Jazz Beats Radio.
The best variety of smooth jazz, R&B, and jazz classics.
Jazz Beats Radio, the beats of the world, where we are you.
Jazz Beats Radio inside the Jazz Cafe with more of your favorites. Up next from Julian Vaughn, Brian Culbertson, and Boney James right here inside the Jazz Cafe with Angela Maria on Jazz Beats Radio, where the beats of the world. Jazz Beats Radio, you're inside the Jazz Cafe with yours truly, Angela Maria. How are you? How you doing? Hopefully you're having a great day. If not, just sit back, relax. I'm gonna make it better for you. We've got more of your favorites on the way. Continue to hang out with me right here in the Jazz Cafe. We're Jazz Beats Radio, the beats of the world.
Hey, yo, what's good, Joe? It's Lord Watson Jr., Alabama saxophonist. Put it down for jazzbeatsradio.com.
Jazzbeatsradio.com. This is Von Coulter and Soulscapes. We got heard music from Keiko Matsui and Proof. Paul Brown, Take It From Me, Regina Bell, You From The Day Life Began, Kenny G, and Bossa Real. More music coming up right after this.
JazzBeatsRadio.com.
What's the number one hair problem men, women, and children face today? Hair breakage and hair loss. There are many men, women, and children silently suffering from the problems of hair loss caused by improper perming, improper hair maintenance, and improper use of hair color. The list goes on and on. And over the years, we've resorted to weaves, wigs, braids, implants, and toupees. It's now time for you to learn about Mr. Leonardo's Hair Growth System Formula. Mr. Leonardo's complete line of hair care products has been designed for men, women, and children to stop hair breakage and promote hair growth. For the ultimate solution for healthy hair restoration, experience the new standard in hair care, hair maintenance, and total control for dandruff and itchy scalp. It's Mr. Leonardo's Hair Growth System Formula. Contact Mr. Leonardo at 404-755-8977, 404-755-8977, or online at MrLeonardo.com.
Your dial is set to Soulscapes with Von Coulter on Jazz Beats Radio.
because the driving is alive and honey, it is calling you. And I'm not trying to hide it, baby, I need more from you. So could you please respond to me, because I'll never understand. I give you the keys and while you gladly take them, you don't use them. Hey, you tell me all the time, baby,
Thank you.
music from Sammy Peralta. And excuse me, but I gotta go. Prior to that, it was sounds from none other than Skinny Hightower, Jubilee. More music coming up right after this.
I'm George Daigle, celebrating African American firsts. On June 7, 1892, Homer Adolph Plessy defied a Louisiana law that segregated railroad trains on the basis of race. He was arrested and became the defendant in the May 18, 1896 United States Supreme Court decision of Plessy versus Ferguson. Though he lost the case in 1896, the court later upheld Plessy's 14th Amendment arguments in 1954 in the Brown versus Board of Education. I'm George Daigle, celebrating African American firsts.
The blackness. Keep it.
Your dial is set to Soulscapes with Vaughn Coulter on Jazz Beats Radio.
I get that feeling when she calls me. My baby just calls me. I get that feeling when she calls me. My baby just called me. Sitting down at the drums, there's nothing but melodies on my mind. For a vibe, guess who rings my line? If it was anyone else but you, I would let it ring all day, yeah, all day. You are the only one who can call me this way. Get that feeling when she calls me. My baby just called me. I get that feeling when she calls me. My baby just called me. There is something in you that calls out to something in me. From your heart to mine, that only we see. Yeah, yeah. Reaching out from the deepest connection, a spiritual place. Oh, spiritual place. You are the only one who can call me this way. I get that feeling when she calls me. My baby just called me. I get that feeling when she calls me, baby. My sweetness just called me. Oh, no.
Sitting down at the drum, trying to catch a vibe now. She rings my line, yes she does. I get that feeling when she calls me. I get that feeling when she calls me. She says, what you doing? I get that feeling when she calls me. I said, I'm sitting down at the drum. Feeling when she calls me. I said, baby, how was your day?
I get that feeling when she calls me.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. I get that feeling.
Is everything when she okay?
I get that feeling when she calls me.
I get that feeling when she calls me.
our own. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. You see moms and pops be copulating, planting seeds and picking weeds for another season. Another reason for living, another reason for giving, another reason for loving and trying to stay out of prison. Cause everything in life can't be nice, and everything you want can't be got. But the lessons on being patient be causing the pressure to rise and make some people suicidal. Oh no, another soul has lost control, pulling back into the fold. He got strung out on the material, all the superficial initials upon his clothes. They make me wanna go spree. Well, every time I see my family locked in jail, the economic can be demonic. Oh, keep loving the soul. Where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. You see, people, I was so beautiful in love. Why I'm reminded of life's precious moments every time I see lovers walking by the park. Close my eyes and I stop, reminisce. See a little baby sucking on his mama's milk. He's silky smoothness of a loving caress. Hold the baby to breast and blessing the world with another to test, test, test. Oh yes, oh yes. Bang, bang. I like to sing a little song dedicated to the people who would like to sing along. Cause every little song is little beats and notes. Like every little lake is little trees and boats. All people deserve a safe and warm home. Cause every single soul is a home. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a home. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. I want to show you something beautiful. It's lovely, it's lovely. Right from the start, in a world torn apart, a baby's love, his fingerprints upon the heart. So many think it, but never say it. Why bring a child to this planet full of hatred? They might not make it like the youngest departed. Worst of all, they might become a part of it. Reviving, perpetuating, violence, violence, growing up in silence. Seeing things they don't know how to deal with, and learning ways to try to cope with it, cope with it, cope with it. But not lose hope no matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, I know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. Come on, y'all. Ha-ha. Yeah. Sounds good, y'all.
Hell yeah.
It's lovely, it's lovely. I'm starting to feel something here.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm starting to feel something.
What you feeling?
I want to show you something.
What you feeling?
I want to show you something.
Show me something.
Ha 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 ha. Lovely, it's lovely.
Oh,
everything you speak to foe, and everything you speak to foe.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, what's good, Joe? It's Lord Watson Jr., Alabama saxophonist. Put it down for jazzbeatsradio.com.
Jazzbeatsradio.com. You're in tune to Soulscapes, and I'm Vaughn Coulter. And you just heard music from none other than one Mr. Bill Summers. And this group was called Summer's Heat back in the day. But a tune entitled Magic. Then you heard X Factor, Michael Franti, Jameson Ross. Oh, the list goes on and on. And we've got more music coming up right after this.
Radio.com.
Ladies, it's time to have an honest conversation about a problem so many have been living with for years. The problem is hair loss. Stress and proper perming, use of color that is not made for our hair, and wearing tight braids are some of the problems of hair loss. You are not alone. There's a solution. Mr. Leonardo Hair Growth and Restoration System can restore your hair to its natural healthy state within months. Mr. Leonardo Hair Growth and Restoration System was developed with products that counteract the effect of years of improper hair maintenance and stress. It's time to look beyond weaves, wigs, and braids that are a part of the problem and invest in a solution. Mr. Leonardo Hair Growth System, the solution to your hair loss problem. Recapture your healthy hair and restore your glory. Log on to mrleonardo.com now. Mr. Leonardo Hair Growth and Restoration System can help you regain your glory in months. Log on to mrleonardo.com or call 404-755-8977. That's 404-755-8977.
I'm George Daigle, celebrating an African-American first. Jefferson Franklin Long became the first African-American in the state of Georgia to be elected as a congressman in 1870. In 1871, he made history once again by becoming the first African-American to speak on the floor of the House of Representatives. I'm George Daigle, celebrating an African-American first.
Blackness. Keep on.
You're listening to Soulscapes with Vaughn Coulter.
To walk away in a summer rain and know that loneliness is all you gain.
That's the time, my friend, you need at least the memory of love.
To sit beside a dark and silent sea and watch the stars lay out their symphony.
That's the time, my friend, you need at least the memory of love. A memory of yesterday, filled with laughter.
Watch two strangers in a warm embrace and see them turn, and there's your lover's face.
That's the time, my friend, you need at least a memory.
Thank you. see them turn, and there's your lover's face.
That's the time, my friend, you need at least a memory of love. The memory.
Lalo Schifrin, and that was a composition That was the title track. And on that was vocals by none other than Patrice Rushen. And one is the great but never late Maya Angelou. A lot of people don't realize Maya Angelou had a great career singing in the early 50s, mid-50s. Right now, we're going to close it out. It's going to be another Saturday edition of Soul Games Closing Up. Let me thank, once again, one Miss Kia Michaels, jazz and R&B vocalist extraordinaire, and she is going to be continuing on with her career. Much blessings to her personally and professionally, and looking forward to staying in touch with us here at Jazz Beats Radio. I'm going to end it here with none other than Lee Morgan and Ciora. Classic, classic, timeless jazz here at Jazz Beats Radio and all the soulscapes, of course, where jazz ain't nothing but soul. So with that being said, in the words of one Mr. Lamont Sanford, a doppo jack.
Beats Radio. You're inside the Jazz Cafe with Angela Maria playing nothing but your favorites. How are you? Hopefully you're having a great day. If not, you know what? We're going to make it better. I got all your favorites in old and new smooth jazz right here. Opening the request lines shortly, so stay with me on Jazz Beats Radio. We're the beats of the world. Thank you.
Jazz Beats Radio. I told you, we do it. Making your days much better and smoother. Continue to stay with me as we keep you company with all your old and new smooth jazz. More is on the way. We've got Lindsey Webster, also Roy Ayers, and your favorite. Your favorite. It is on the way in Jazz Beats Radio, where the beats of the world. Jazz Beats Radio. You're inside the Jazz Cafe. Opening up the request lines. Reach out to me at jazzbeatsradio@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter for all your favorites. Let me know what you like to hear, and I'll take care of you right here inside the Jazz Cafe. We're Jazz Beats Radio, the beats of the world. Radio. You're with Angela Maria inside the Jazz Cafe for another hour of nothing but your favorites. Yes, indeed. I've got Phyllis Hyman, Roy Ayers, and your requests coming up, Canada. For all your favorites, right here, Jazz Beats Radio. We're the beats of the world. Jazz Beats Radio. You're inside the Jazz Cafe. Opening up the request lines. Reach out to me at jazzbeatsradio@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter for all your favorites. Let me know what you like to hear, and I'll take care of you right here inside the Jazz Cafe. We're Jazz Beats Radio, the beats of the world.